Okay, so on the line, I will give you some hold on. I'm getting there. Let's get a bit bigger again, I think. Okay, that's pretty good enough. Might be able to go even bigger than that, actually. Go one. Let's see if we can get it wider again so we've 200% of the film screen. Yeah, there we go. Right. Okay, so we have we have an executive summary here at the front of the report. If you guys want to look on screen. So the summary covers effectively is a quick summary of why we exist, what it is we're looking at. It talks very briefly about what the review team has focused on in the report. Effectively a bit of the text from that presentation this morning, you know, just to kind of highlight, these are the bits that are good, these are the bits that need improving, these are the bits that are, you know, in summary, these are the bits where we found some need for more action. We've chosen to put a draft one notes at the bottom of the exec summary just to say that the review team will continue to examine some additional input during the public comment period and prior to publication of the final report, limiting that entirely to the output of the DSSA, because I think their output will be so relevant to some of this, the back end of this report, that it's worth us just taking a look at that and then comment on the progress of the board DNS risk working group. Other than that, the book is closed. And then we have the 27... key recommendations from the review, which are listed in the same format that the Jazz guys did for SSAC, so starting from the top and all the way down. And these tie exactly with the ones in the boxes. I've just been through them all. So lots and lots of recommendations. Quite probably, yeah. Section 2 is complete, the background to the team, that's all factually correct as well now, which is good. Section 3 is also complete, which is the methodology, so that's done. We're all happy with that. Big thanks to the boys on my left for going through and doing 4.1. So 4.1's had lots and lots of tweaks to language to make it more accurate, lots of apostrophes put in places, and so it's really nice and tight text that now, and looks really good, so which is great. Thank you also to those on my left for 4.2, which is also looking in really good shape as well. So we've got all the changes tweaked to 4.2. Sorry, I know this is just rapidly scrolling up through the screen. I'm just kind of... So it's looking really tidy now. Looking really good. So thank you for that. And then we've got Jeff's changes merged in from 4.3, which Jeff wants to just go through at 2 o'clock when he's back. And we need a little bit more input on incident management. Sorry, I always rattle down to it. There's loads of it in there. Loads of it. Okay, so we've got your new recommendations, and thank you, folks, for that. 25, 26, and they're now merged into the top. So it's really just the last piece to do, which is incident response and notification, and just a go-through of that. We can delete the graveyard because that's still sitting there, but there's nothing in there of any worth. Then we've got a glossary of terms. Thank you hugely, Alice. She vanished. For putting that together. So that should cover all of the terms, and these are all hot links as well, so you can link across from the terms to the various definitions of them as well. So the glossary is looking really good. Just a couple of tweaks to the glossary. We've got to add in something about AOC and a bit of viewbots and mobs. So basically, it's just that last. It's that very last section. Yeah, it's just a definition taken from the ICANN website. I'll take any input you like on this report, provided it's in text.
So we'll drop in after you guys are all done, then we'll drop in a table of contents that's hyperlinked, and then we'll also hyperlink the... you know, link the recommendations to the beginning of the section where they can find it. And I assume you'll want to just drop in a couple sentences in the executive summary, encouraging people to read the findings and the the supporting documentation that relates to the recommendations in the report. So we'll make it a little bit easier for people to toggle back and forth on the sections they're particularly interested in.
Maybe we could do it like one of those teenage circular emails that says, now you've started reading this, if you don't get to the end, a curse on your family and everything else. You know what I mean? Do you think that'll work? The DNS we're talking about there is the DNS technology, not the ecosystem.
Well, no, that's the ecosystem. It's the way you find your way through this naming space. It's not the protocol.
That's the protocol we're talking about right there.
No, the protocol is defined in RFC 1030.
Yeah, I know it, but look, the DNS makes using the internet easier by allowing a familiar string of letters to be used instead of the arcane IP address, instead of using da-da-da-da. That's effectively translation of address to IP address. That's what we're talking about. That's not ecosystem. I know what you're saying. The ecosystem is the registration of names and everything that goes behind that. That's not ecosystem. The operation serves the technology, right?
Yeah.
So that's...
It's not the protocol.
Yeah, but that definition there is not talking about the ecosystem, in my...
You must use the protocol as well. That's the protocol.
Interesting enough, I got... This isn't the latest version of the glossary. Apologies for that. Alice, I haven't had a chance to merge Alice's latest version.
Okay.
But yeah. I think it would be preferable for me if we could find in the text where we use DNS and we talk about the wider ecosystem and use the phrase the DNS ecosystem would be really useful. Then when we talk about DNS, it refers to exactly this here, which is the system. I think ecosystem and the CNS system are two different things, as you quite rightly pointed out.
The DNS is defined by RFC 2030, 2035.
Yeah.
That's the DNS. That's not what that describes.
What does that describe then? Yeah, I know what you're saying. The ecosystem to me is much wider than just the servers. There's the technology side of it, and then there's the wider piece, which is why everyone's here at this conference right now. And that for me, there's technology, which is over there, which is RFC instantiated technology, and then there is, you know, RAAs and registrars and registries and policies and everything else, which is still part of the domain name system ecosystem, if that makes any sense.
Which includes and then lists the RFCs and related issues that are addressed in the and are under ICANN's remit. Would that be acceptable to you?
There is no point in trying to define this one place. Let's go through the text. It doesn't take long. I've been doing it all morning. Go through the text. Tell me where it's ambiguous, and let's disambiguate it. It doesn't take long. There's only 48 pages. That's what everyone else is. Just give me some text, and we'll put it into the document. But trying to define it in the glossary is a waste of space, because we use DNS a lot through the report. So let's be specific in the report, and it will take us 10 minutes to do that. So which is what I asked for an hour ago. So let's just do it. I am really keen that this goes out the door today. Denise, what do we in terms of process? Assuming Jeff comes back, and because he's very keen to go through the last section one more time, which is good, which is fair. Assuming that takes 25 minutes, half an hour to do, so say 2:30. What do we need to do next to get this thing into a published state?
Nothing. I mean, I can just do, you know, just a basic non-substantive review just to check for grammar, spelling, and formatting one final time. And then Alice has the public comment forum, and I can work with our web admin to get it posted in PDF. Did you have something, Patrick?
So do you have the accompanying announcement text or whatever?
No.
Okay.
I can also add the internal links and the table of contents.
So one more question, though. Is there some kind of process step of putting this out there? Do you need to notify?
Yeah, so I thought we'd get it up on public comment forum, and then I'll email some additional suggestions of how to socialize it.
Yeah, I mean, I think for completion, it would be nice. I'm keen that that people are aware there's an announcement that says the report's available for review this afternoon, if that's possible. Is that doable?
So here, I was thinking it would be good to get the report up, and then as a second step, craft a message to all the supporting organizations, advisory committees, also the board, and then additional entities outside of ICANN that you want to notify, just a short note saying, here it is, we'd appreciate comments type of thing. But
would that go out this is that your plan for that to go out this afternoon as well?
I would suggest doing it tomorrow. There's actually a formal rule that the TNSO passed and tries to enforce that no new material be posted during an ICANN meeting.
Okay.
Just because of their workload, they feel a pressure to start processing things that are posted for public comment. But so I would suggest that we work with our web admin. And again, if there's been a flood of things that need to be done to ICANN's website, their workload may be such that it'll go live tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So I just need to work that out, and then I propose to come back to you on list and say, you know, it's live now, and here's how I would suggest we start socializing it. Yeah.
2 points. One, Alice Muñoz has told me that if we send her the file at the end of the day, she will distribute it while we are still here to the GAC members, so that they will be able to tell them in person that it's out, so that's separate from the web distribution. We should send it to, you know, all unit heads, sort of, and a few people who want to know the report to just make sure it's already known. It's already known to be public, just waiting to be put up on the website. And coming back to the DNS, there is only one place in the whole document where we refer to the DNS as protocol, and it says DNS protocol. So our definition should be good for the system, and maybe mention that, you know, all of this is based on the DNS protocols as spelled out in the RFCs. But it's all ecosystem. There's one single instance where it says DNS protocol, and it's explicit.
Okay.
And by the way, what's in the glossary is a description of what the DNS does, but it's not really a definition. It doesn't say the DNS is. It says the DNS does.
So is your thoughts to go with a sort of for clarity in the exec summary when the DNS is referenced, we're talking about the wider DNS ecosystem as a statement in the.
I wouldn't kill for making that statement explicit. I would leave it for the glossary, because I mean it's obvious that we're not speaking about the protocol. in every single instance.
Okay.
But I mean, Bill is right in avoiding the confusion.
Well, definitely.
But,
yeah. No, I don't disagree.
But we did, in fact, avoid it by only referring to calling it protocol Honeycomb.
You could preface it with, at a very high level, the DNS.
Yeah, are you making any changes to the to the electronic? Are you making electronic changes? Dad, please don't. Can we avoid doing that? Because 19 is so. Can we just? I don't understand. This is the challenge we have with having a document which has now got six different lots of input, and is that 19 is the live version. So. Yeah. No, that's fine. I will do that. Let me send you 19. How far have you got? So there's probably not that many. There shouldn't be that many tweaks then. I mean, is it worth me just doing it, the two of us just doing it together on here? You mentioned it. 411, sorry, it's good. What was the I'm sorry, I'm looking at 411. I'm in the wrong place. Which paragraph, Bill? Sorry, I'm listening. I think this text was copied from the bylaws, though. That's the only thing.
The bylaws are, in fact, actually incorrect.
That
they're not responsible for the name service system as a whole. Certainly not the operation.
Let's find the documents. I think, yeah, I have a feeling that text has come straight out of the bylaws.
ICANN is lying to us.
Let's just check. Text come from? So yeah, the question is whether this is a paraphrase, in which case you could be right, but this has been misappropriated. Which it was point two you were concerned about, is that right? That one there, Bill. The operation and evolution of the DNS root name server system.
Right.
Of L root, yeah. No, look, here you go, it's in the bylaws, yeah, that coordinates the operation and evolution of the DNS root name server system. But the text, fine, but the
other than in, than RSAC is sort of part of ICANN.
But that text has been there for how long, Denise? How?
It's been there for a while.
Yeah.
I haven't really read through Section 4 until recently.
No, I can imagine.
And it is factually incorrect, no matter what sort of word.
Can always leave record of dissent.
Yeah. It's a difficult one, this, because that piece of analysis is one of the very first pieces of analysis that came back to the team a year ago that's make up this text. So.
Okay.
It has
go back to the bylaws.
Sorry?
What the bylaws says is coordinate.
It's on screen.
It's quoted.
It's on screen. Yeah. It's a quote from the bylaws. Okay.
You can always put it in inverted commas and say, quoting the bylaws.
I say here, according to ICANN's bylaws, yeah. Its mission is to,
right.
And then it's okay. There, and then with quotes around it. To be fair, actually, to be fair to Bill, that there aren't any quotes around this. The quotes stop at the end of systems, so it does look like it's a. And there's a reason for that. Yeah, the reason is we didn't. It is to a certain extent a slight paraphrase because we don't include those A, B, and C in that text. That makes sense. So it is technically a paraphrase, but that specific phrase is that specific phrase is. So it's a bit of a challenging one. That it was. I don't know how we want to capture that phrase, Mr. Chair. An executive decision is needed.
So. Let me first explore the level of disagreement among those present. Who of you would be comfortable with this statement being as is right now in the text with quotes that attribute them to the bylaws and a footnote or other form of expression of dissenting opinion? How many of you would like, these are the options before counting heads or hands, how many of you would totally oppose the text as is? And who of you would not even have the dissent opinion? So.
I have a point of clarification. That is exactly the text in the bylaws, correct?
Yeah, it is. It's
we're making sure to quote.
So that is exactly the text in the bylaws. Putting it in quotes and indicating it's part of the bylaws is fine.
Or accepted by all parties. This may not be accepted by all parties.
It's not accepted by all parties. I know it's not accepted by all parties. It's not made not. It is not.
I'm trying to think how we can capture that in there. Yeah, go for it.
To copy straight from the bylaws, from the heading, or rather the introduction, in particular, comma, I can quote, and so on, and take it exactly as it's written
from the bylaws.
In the bylaws. And then, yeah.
When I'm reading the bylaws right now, it says coordinates the operation and evolution of the DNS routine sources, which is fine.
Okay. So. Okay. But then rather to say, quoting the bylaws, and then some kind of comma and the whole lot.
Yeah, you're right. The paraphrase uses the word coordinating, and then takes it. So are you? This is going to go ugly, isn't it? Hang on. So, if we said is as follows, colon, and we put the whole thing in quotes. There's no paraphrasing now on that. Are you saying you're comfortable with it as it is in the bylaws? So you are comfortable that they coordinate the operation and evolution of the DNS root naming server system? Or do you still have that dissenting opinion about that specific piece? So there are two tasks left to do then, which is to clarify the usage of the word DNS going through the report. And then there's Jeff and you guys wanting just to finalise 435, I think it is, which is the very last section on... I'll get to it here. Sorry, it's a glossary. It's a bit painful with that on the back. Instant notification. Instant response and notification. Does anyone else have any other tweaks or changes they want to make?
You have an imp partial.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yes. I'm just trying to write a paragraph about escrow for 4262.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Then that would be useful. Yeah. That's
4262 compliance. Just because we go on about LEAs and stuff, but we don't mention escrow, which is a really important aspect of compliance for resilience.
Cool.
I'm not going to say anything other than we think it's a really good idea that they keep doing it. But
yeah, agreed.
I had one on the recommendation 6.
Yes, thank you. You wanted to capture that, and I was busy trying to merge in their changes. So yeah, let's do that.
To remove the first on the regular,
Alex, you've
regular
got
basis.
You've got some changes as we got some tweaks, text tweaks. Yeah.
Go back to the definition.
I'm not sure what we can do.
Bill. What parties would respond negatively to this description of the responsibility of ICANN? And why haven't they reacted in the last 12 years?
Yeah,
it's
So I guess I think it's two things. I think there's the I agree with you in terms of it. So the dissenting opinion is not with the report. The dissenting opinion is with the bylaws, right? Which is not which we've done, yeah. Okay, cool. Apologies for the paraphrasing in the analysis. That was it was an attempt to keep it relatively short, and that, if that's caused a slight amount of consternation, I think we've improved it by putting it directly in there. Bill, do you want to just sit with me and we'll go through those tweaks to the DNS language in here? Is that useful?
I don't want to take everyone's time.
I think it's a good steer to him. I think it's a good steer to tweak it, and if we can tweak it, let's do it. I think it's. Yeah, I think your concern, Bill, was that if I'm right, is that wherever we mention it here, we're really not talking about the RFC piece. It's really more about the wider DNS ecosystem for most of the report, right?
Some of the report we talk about DNS, we're talking about DNS components.
Mm-hmm.
Some places we're talking about the DNS ecosystem, and some places we're talking about the DNS protocol. Inevitably, we use the.
How many times do we? Yeah.
And as other people have pointed out in this earlier thing up here, that level of confusion is not something, we should try and avoid and help it. If we can't help it, then it's easier to just perpetrate the confusion going forward. I'm messing with
it. Yeah, I know, I'm with you. So according to this, that's the big question, yeah.
You asked for edits. I started editing version 18. You told me not to do 18, but to do
19. Only that we've made so many edits to it. So 19 has got a significant body of edits to it, so trying to merge those changes across might be challenging.
So when 19 is done and we're more or less finished, maybe the last task we go through will try and put some clarification around. Because it took me all of about 10 minutes.
Okay. So it's about 15 minutes work, yeah. Well, we've got. So here's a suggestion. We're kind of waiting for. We're waiting for Jeff to come back from his panel at 2. We've got half an hour. Would people like a break and want to go for a walk and get a coffee? I'm really happy to sit with Bill and just make those tweaks now to the DNS language while we do that. Does that make sense?
I think that's the reason.
Take a quick break, and then, Bill, do you want to, you and I just crack through those and make the tweaks where appropriate? We mentioned it 171 times, apparently, in the document. according to my find replace little dialogue there. Well, the quiet way it says matches 17 of 171 is beyond me, but yeah, it looks like it's quite a few. Yeah, should we take a break? Do you want to do that?
Break 10 minutes, 20?
Yeah, I'm going to just go to the loop and then...